Touchdown in Honiara. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi led a 20-strong delegation to the Solomon Islands to sign a security pact.
China is willing to work with the Solomon Islands to implement and make good use of the consensus reached by the leaders of the two countries to elevate the relationship between China and the Solomon Islands to a higher level.
The deal with the Solomon Islands is China's first known bilateral security agreement in the region. China plans to base police, law enforcement groups and military personnel in Honiara to ensure public order following riots in the capital. China is set to offer economic and security partnerships with up to 10 other island nations.
Ongoing militarization of disputed features in the South China Sea, predatory economic activities, including illegal, unregulated fishing, and then the investments that are extractive rather than beneficial to the countries that are subject to them.
Australia has traditionally played a key role in the Pacific and fears China's expanding military presence undermines its relationships. Australia's newly appointed foreign minister flew to Fiji on Thursday, offering action on climate change and bolstering humanitarian aid and development.
I don't approach the discussion about China and China's activities by looking at the Pacific as if it is abstract from Australia. I look at this and think, what is it we need to do to work together?
China has rejected fears that its newly signed security pact clears the way for a naval base in Honiara and a military presence 2,000 kilometres from Australia's coastline. But analysts say China's leaders are keen to challenge the Pacific's traditional partners of the past.
I don't think there's any doubt that this is a clear signal that China is, as I say, it's staking a claim to a place in the region, but also that it is looking to disrupt what have been the traditional sets of relationships in the region.
Also on the itinerary for China's foreign minister is Fiji, Vanuatu, Kiribati, Samoa and Papua New Guinea. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.
Well, we're now joined from Suva by Fiji's Attorney General, Ayaz Sayed Kayum. Thank you very much for being with us. So China is talking about investment and cooperation for your region, but the West, including Australia, sees China as a destabilizing threat. You've met, I understand, with the Australian Foreign Minister today. How would you assess first your relationship with both sides here? Where does Fiji stand?
Well, I think, you know, there's obviously quite a lot of conjecture going on in respect to what's happening in the Pacific. Our Prime Minister just this morning put out a tweet, and in that he said that at all tables, what matters most is our people and planet, and as well as respect for international law. And I think that very quite aptly summarizes our position. Both the foreign ministers will be in Fiji. In fact, we just met up with the foreign minister from Australia. We had a lot of very good and robust discussions and indeed some meaningful discussions around climate change. As you know, the new Australian government is very much committed to climate change, and that's really been our focus with the coalface of climate change. And that's how these discussions have actually ensued.
So if your people and the planet is all that matters to Fiji, as you say, as your Prime Minister has said, what does it hope then to get from Beijing? What would you like to see come out of the Chinese Foreign Minister's visit?
Look, I mean, the Chinese Foreign Minister is obviously visiting the Pacific, is visiting a number of Pacific Island countries. They develop different bilateral relationships. We assess our bilateral relationship and any agreements we come into based on what is good for Fiji, what is indeed good for the region and indeed globally. And of course, you know, as our Prime Minister said, we have respect for international law. And that's what matters ultimately. We've seen in the past couple of years, we've had some very good policy decisions vis-a-vis Australia and, collaboration during the COVID, the pandemic. We had a lot of budget support, for example, from Australia. We're looking at the Black Rock, where there's a collaboration between the different military forces to build humanitarian capacity within the Pacific, because, again, the coalface of climate change. So, you know, we've also had a good relationship with China, too. And I think, you know, as far as the different Pacific Island countries are concerned, they make their own decisions individually on a bilateral basis.
Yeah, so good relations, you say, with Beijing. Now, a regional security pact is on the table. The Solomon Islands has already signed a bilateral agreement with Beijing. Micronesia says the deal threatens regional stability and shows China's intent to control the region. Are you as concerned about this agreement, and will you sign it?
Well, you know, the agreement that you're talking about is a regional agreement, and that has to be decided by the Pacific Islands Forum, you know, the group. There's an organization called the Pacific Islands Forum, and they will decide as an organization whether to sign up to that agreement or not, and there may be different views, and obviously the way the Pacific...
But what is Fiji's view on the agreement? What is Fiji's view on the agreement? Because the opposition has said Beijing's view on fundamental human rights, media freedom and democracy are at odds with yours.
I'm sure, you know, if you know about regional agreements, there has to be a regional approach to it. You cannot bilaterally make decisions on that. Fiji is currently the chair of the Forum Secretariat, and the Forum will meet as an organization and make a decision on that. And again, I think, again, you yourself, perhaps with respect, are making a lot of conjecture about it and trying to have a very simplistic frame in sort of pitting one against the other. It's not as simple as that. We, as we said, we make our own sovereign decisions. If there's a regional agreement that's going to be entered into, the regional organization makes the decision.
As you've said, Australia's foreign minister has also been visiting. What are you hoping to get out of the relationship with Australia, especially when it comes to the issue of climate change?
You know, we develop long-term relationships. It's not based on one simple one-off, you know, visit, and then what we're going to get out. It's, we kind of sound like a sort of extractive approach to these things. We like to develop deep and meaningful relationships. And as the new Australian government obviously has a much deeper commitment to climate change. We are very much, like I said, the coalface of climate change. Our Prime Minister has been advocating about climate change, notwithstanding the fact that we have almost negligible carbon footprint. We faced a wrath of climate change. We've had 14 cyclones since 2016. So the discussion we had today with the Prime Minister, Penny Wong, is that, you know, about what we can do collaboratively in terms of building resilience in our infrastructure, in terms of obviously some mitigation measures, but most of the Pacific Island countries are more concerned about adaptation measures. And generally, if you look at the spread of funds that has been committed or indeed has been spent globally, a very small proportion, in fact, a sliver of it has only gone to adaptation. I think only about 2% of it has gone to adaptation.
Right.
And that's something that we are concerned.
Thank you so much for speaking to us about this. Thank you. Ayaz Sayed Kayum is the Attorney General of Fiji, joining us there from Suva. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.